His last name was Largent, L-A-R-G-E-N-T. He lived in a small white house in a small country town. In fact, he lived in his bed in a small house in a small country town. For you see, he is afflicted physically with long-time rheumatoid arthritis. So much so that his wife had to take care of him completely, which she did, gratefully. She took care of all of his needs, except when things that she couldn't control might be entered and some would come to help her. He was also the most cheerful individual I have ever known. He lay all the time on his back, with his knees drawn up, his arms like this. If you shook hands with him, you would put your hand on the back of his. When I needed cheering up, I went and talked to him. I visited him and talked to him. He would tell you more about what was going on in the world than the average person that was going on in the world. He's always cheerful. Never saw him, either from him or her. And it wasn't but about 2 miles from where he lived is where a lady in her mid-80s lived. And as the old saying goes, she was healthy as a horse. She had nothing to complain about. They weren't filthy rich, but they had reasonable living. No money worries, had grown children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren living all around them. And she griped all the time. I mean, continually. You go in and sit down to try to visit with her, she would start talking about how bad this was, how bad that was. And it all centered on her. And what the matter was, folks, that was a good example of attitude. In fact, that lady that I described and was in marriage very close to this gentleman. And yet, he was the most cheerful person on earth. And she was one of the most, in fact, I told her, she was a member of the congregation while I was there. And I told her one time when I went in, she started griping all the time. And I said, well, I'm ready to go. She said, you just got here. I said, I ain't coming back either. Not until you quit griping and complaining. You've got everything in the world to you need, and all we get is gripes. And she said, "Well, will you come back if I change what I talk about?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I will." And we did. We're talking about her. What I'm introducing here, folks, is attitude. Attitude is the most fundamental aspect of human nature, I believe. If you're talking about hope, you're talking about attitude. If you're talking about any matter of life, you're talking about attitude. And that's so basic and so fundamental. For a text tonight, I would call your attention to the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. And just a few references to the parable that's there. You reckon it is the parable of the tares or the talents. It begins in verse 14. This is one of Jesus' kingdom talents. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods, and he unto one he gave to 5 talents, to another 2, and another 1 to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Beyond that, he received the 5 talents, went and traded the same, and made the other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of whose servants cometh and reckoneth with men. And, of course, He that received 5 talents came and brought over another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have given you 5 talents again. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. He also that received 2 came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which received the 1 came and said, Lord, I knew that you are a hard man, keeping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strowed. And I was afraid. Fear is an attitude. And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou that thou hast is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knew that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strowed. You ought to have at least put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath lent 10 talents. For unto every one that hath it shall be given, and he shall have abundance. From him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Cast ye the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth when the Son of Man come again. You see, the 1 talent man, we've all, I'm sure, if we've been a member of the Lord's church very long, we've taught on it, studied on it, had a Bible study on it and everything. It wasn't a matter of the amount that the 1 talent man had. Because we know always that God doesn't expect us to provide or to use or to work with each other's talents, but rather that which we have. You see, we as Christians and we as human beings aren't in competition with one another. We're only in competition with ourselves. And that competition I would set forth to you is the whole idea of giving what God has used us and use it in a good way. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about attitude. There's a million lessons. If you look at this whole concept of attitude, you know that the right attitude determines the benefits of our talents. That is what they deliver to us. And it determines our happiness, matter of attitude. And our attitude determines also our successes, whether we can use that which we can find with our talents, and live as well as with our happiness. Now, from those thoughts, I'll say this. Whoever put it up on the screen up here is guilty. Since I've been preaching the gospel, we have moved from place to place. By the we, I mean me and my family. And as I look back over the years, as we look back, Don and I, since we've been married, I can remember people and faces and hearts and deaths and life and all manner of living. There have always been that time when we left, when we arrived, when we left, when we moved on, when somebody else moved on, and so on. And it was always not too good a time in our hearts and minds. And I can give you, name you hundreds of people that I've known down through the years. Sometimes those people just move in and then they move out. Sometimes I moved in, moved out. And we've always wished people well. As far as T and Mary's concerned, they could have stayed as far as we're concerned from now on. And obviously we wish them well for the coming future and all that they hope for, all they're working for. I know one thing, them and the other part of their family that's still here. We know that they will be doing the Lord's work wherever they're at. We know and understand that because we've seen it from the time day we moved here. And so keep that in mind. May the Lord always walk with you, which He will, like as they have done and walked with you. So tonight, yes, folks, we're talking about attitude. As far as attitude is concerned, I wish T would have stayed so that somebody older than I am would be staying. Did I not say that loud enough for T to hear it? a little fun there. And that in that particular area, of course. So anyway, tonight, those few words of thoughts, if you will, because at this point in my life, I'm getting to the point where I don't know what to say, don't know what I want to say sometimes. Anyway, tonight we're having what we call a devotion, which is worship to Almighty God. And when we do that, we refer to His Word. And I was thinking about it today. You know, this book, God has left with us, and there's no changing it. There's no changing the record. There's other documents that people have to continue adding to and changing and all of this. And this one is to never be changed. And it is the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the hope that we have for eternal life. He went through it for hundreds of years. He sent His Son to die on the cross. A terrible, terrible, terrible death. You think about that death that He died. All in order that we ourselves might have hope and that we might be able to live in eternity with them. And we want you to be there too. If you have never obeyed the gospel, we will encourage you to do it tonight. You know you would have believed in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, repented of your sins, and been buried with Him in baptism. You rise to walk in newness of life. What a tremendous attitude Christians are given in the example of Him and His apostles as they walked here upon this earth. Everything Jesus had as far as attitude is concerned is what is necessary for us. And He's always there to help us. If you're a child of God and you have drifted back into the world or need the prayers of the church, whatever it is, then we urge you to take care of that tonight. And we'll more than gladly help you as together we stand and sing.